This is the Pretentious Wrestling Podcast, a production of ProWrestling.net. I'm Will, he's Jake. You can follow us on Twitter at @itswilltime and at @BarnettJake. On today's show, Will and Jake discuss Dean Ambrose versus Triple H as the roadblock main event and the concept of roadblocks in general. So Jake, you and I, we're in the fast lane on the road to WrestleMania, when what should pop up in front of us but a roadblock? March 12th, 2016. Live on the WWE Network, it's WWE Roadblock. Are they out of street puns yet? Like, what is happening?
I think they follow the same chain of logic that you just did. And they were like, we're on the road to WrestleMania. What are we going to call it? Roadblock. And then somebody just, it clicked with someone and it made sense. And you know, ran it up the flagpole and here we are. I mean, it's clearly a last minute, like, throw together type of thing, because you and I looked at the poster for the show online, and it looks like something that a high school student photoshopped together in like 10 minutes.
Yeah, the most telling thing about this poster is Google WWE Roadblock. It's probably the first image that comes up. It's on the Wikipedia page for WWE Roadblock as well. And you see it's Triple H and Dean Ambrose on the poster. They have stock photos, and there is a shadow on Triple H that is not on the championship belt he is supposedly holding. It is, and there's a road closed sign behind them, and it looks like a post-apocalyptic wasteland behind it. It is, it's pretty much garbage.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, I'm kind of surprised to see them go with Ambrose and Triple H, you know, before WrestleMania. I kind of thought that they might hold that off until they could actually, you know, make some money on it at a SummerSlam or, you know, whatever pay-per-view in the future. But, you know, I guess I can't be completely shocked. I mean, they do seem to have a burning need to get some heat on Triple H, and in doing so by attacking Roman Reigns just seems to get the guy cheered. So I guess Ambrose sort of fits the mold for this one.
Yeah, I think he does. I'm actually really curious about this, because Triple H against Dean Ambrose throws into chaos my theory that Triple H was playing for cheers constantly. And maybe he still is. Maybe he's trying to make it a little more subtle. Maybe he wants people like me saying this. I'm not sure, but we talked, what listeners will hear is yesterday, about not thinking so hard about wrestling. And of course, that means I'm thinking pretty hard about wrestling right now. And I looked at Triple H's actions against Roman Reigns at the Rumble when he came back, at last week's Raw when he beat him up, at all of those shows, and the way Triple H acted like a babyface in so many scenarios, and I went, I think the idea is Triple H is supposed to get cheered. I think that's what he is at least playing for in the ring, and kind of going into business for himself in that way, possibly. But now Triple H and Dean Ambrose, well, Ambrose is actually a fairly popular wrestler, even though he is a weird, goofy character that could be so much better. He is a popular wrestler in WWE. People cheer for him. People are going to cheer for him against Triple H far more than they cheer for Roman Reigns against Triple H, and my whole worldview has been shattered.
Well, it seems like Triple H is trying to have a bit of the, you know, talk out of both sides of his mouth. You know, his mannerisms during the attack on Roman Reigns definitely felt like he was playing for cheers at times. He was doing the crotch chops and you know, playing to the fans and things like that. And then he went to SmackDown last week and cut a promo very similar to the one that he cut on Monday, where he was talking about how, you know, everyone must bow to authority, and that includes people like Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. And you know, I guess it seems like his actions don't necessarily back up what his words are. You know, you'd think he would be going straight heel if that was the case. I mean, if he was really trying to make everybody bow and bend a knee to him. And so that part of it is confusing. And I'm not sure if if it's just a matter of, you know, Triple H sort of living in the moment and making a mistake during the attack on Roman Reigns, where, you know, he just kind of felt the crowd and felt what they were what they wanted and went ahead and did it, and after the fact has been, you know, trying to scramble to recover from that, or if they really do intend to sort of split the crowd reaction and just hope for the best. But I definitely think they're trying now, you know, making a concerted effort to get Triple H booed by having him take on the more popular Ambrose.
Yeah, I think there's definitely an effort there to get Triple H booed. Now, do you mind if I pitch a theory to you? It's kind of, it's a fantasy booked scenario wrapping up all of these top stories in WWE that someone let me, like, kind of mentioned to me the other day that has been on my mind and intrigues me, and it plays into Triple H and how he's telling his story right now.
Sure.
Yeah. So, WrestleMania, Triple H versus Roman Reigns goes on in the middle of the show because, let's be honest, it's a mid-card match, and Roman Reigns wins in some sort of cheaterly way. Like, Roman Reigns very clearly is the bad guy in the match. Hunter plays the protagonist the whole time. He's fighting to keep his title. He just can't quite do it. And Hunter loses to antagonist, bad guy, heel, whatever you want to call him, Roman Reigns. Final match on the show, the classic, the sure-to-be-classic WrestleMania main event of Shane McMahon and The Undertaker. The match actually ends with Shane McMahon winning with the help of Roman Reigns. Shane somehow turns in. Shane is a bad guy in this as well. And what you get is kind of, you still get your dose of bad guy authority folk on Raw, only now your bad guy authority is Shane, and maybe Vince is involved and they hug at the end because Lord knows they've done that on enough shows. And Roman is the champion of the Raw area. And you get on SmackDown you get kind of a brand extension with the ousted Triple H now building up his brand, bringing in guys from NXT, and you see SmackDown become a different vision from what Raw is. You see kind of something like what has happened in WWE with NXT anyways, only they do it on a larger scale and they're able to use the depth of the roster that they have built up on both in WWE and on the NXT brand that they are having trouble capitalizing on right now. I think it makes sense. You know, Triple H gets to be the good guy, proud papa authority figure on the main show now. I also fear that it's way too many moving pieces for WrestleMania and way more than they would actually do on that show.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see what you're talking about happen at WrestleMania. I mean, I could see Roman Reigns winning the championship and Shane, you know, somehow coming away with a win. But I'm not sure if they would actually put the, you know, the actual pieces in place until the following night on Raw. I mean, it seems like if you were going to have, you know, that kind of radical approach where, you know, you have Roman Reigns turning heel in a major way, you have Shane McMahon either joining up with Vince or, you know, using the terms of his match stipulation to ouster Vince and Stephanie and Hunter, you know, send him over to SmackDown or whatever he would be doing within his, you know, that stipulation. I mean, I think you'd want to have those pieces fall into place on Monday and have it be a big shock, because that Monday after, you know, WrestleMania tends to be a big night for them, you know, from a ratings perspective. They got a lot of momentum heading into that show. And if they're able to give people the impression that, hey, going forward, Raw is going to be very different, then, you know, that they would have that carryover audience, hopefully, to the next week to see, you know, if they live up to the promises that they set out for on that initial Raw after WrestleMania. At least that's how it makes more sense to me. I mean, I couldn't see them actually going through the process of telling all of those story elements at WrestleMania, but I could see them sort of laying the groundwork for it.
That is a really solid point. They could lay the groundwork for it at Mania. Have the kind of confusing, confounding, you know, what just happened? What are we seeing? Well, you know, we'll see you tomorrow night on Raw. That kind of ending to WrestleMania. Then on Raw, actually, make clear the story, make clear the direction that WWE is headed in for the next 6 months to a year, that would make sense to me. And that would be, it'd be a fun way to go. Is it clunky? Yeah, but really anything that ends up with proud papa, you know, Triple H babyface guy is going to be a little clunky. Anything that ends up with Roman Reigns as a heel at this point is going to be sort of clunky. And I think this kills quite a few birds with one or two stones, basically. And you also line Roman Reigns up with a long list of opponents for him, including Roman Reigns. People are always going to be excited about that match in a way. You give him Dean Ambrose as a potential opponent at some major point down the road, then you give him Triple H as an opponent, and of course the whole babyface side of the roster. I think you get something good out of them. Heck, you can even put AJ Styles in there as his first, you know, his post-WrestleMania opponent, and do 2 months of Styles and Reigns on top, and see how Styles does, see what kind of match they could put together, because I have a feeling it could be actually something really good and really, really cool. So that, I mean, sorry to everyone who hates when people on podcasts just throw out their own ideas. I promise it wasn't my idea originally, but it's something I heard that sparked my imagination more than most things in WWE have recently. Hey there, everyone. Obviously, you're into wrestling news. Obviously, you're into wrestling podcasts. And obviously, you're into professional wrestling itself. I would encourage you, if you're into those things, to check out ProWrestling.net membership. You've already found our all-access audio content. Hopefully, you're enjoying it. If you want more, check out .NET membership, where members get access to the .NET Weekly Audio Show, which Jason Powell and Jake Barnett will be recording today, that often includes first-run news, a little bit of analysis, and a whole lot of stuff that you want to stay informed as a pro wrestling fan. You also get ad-free access to the main page at ProWrestling.net, where right now you can read Zach Zimmerman's NXT coverage. You can read Jake Barnett's SmackDown coverage tonight. You can read about Roman Reigns being pulled from advertising for the WWE Roadblock event. You can read about Hall of Famer Kevin Nash donating his brain and spinal cord to a CTE center. And you can read so much more. Plus, members get audio reviews of every major show. They get access to the .NET members forum. There is a bevy of benefits for you to check out in ProWrestling.net membership, and I hope you do check it out. It is right around $7.50 a month if you just want to try it for a month. I believe right now it'll get you right to WrestleMania. I don't know why my voice is in such a high pitch, but that's how excited I am about WrestleMania. Or if you want to take the annual option, you can get it for as low as $5.50 a month. Guys, we really believe in the product we put out, and we hope that you will check it out as well. And now, back to the show. So, Jake, what odds, getting back onto the subject of Roadblock, what odds do you give Dean Ambrose on that show?
You know, I don't see Ambrose winning, but I'm not sure I see him losing clean either. I'm expecting some sort of shenanigans to be involved here. Triple H seems to be working a style that's somewhat limited. I'm not sure if he's, you know, if he's nursing, you know, some long held injuries or what might be happening. But to me, it seems like he's willing to take whatever shortcuts are necessary to have the type of match that he, you know, expects from himself. And Ambrose is certainly game for a big brawl. So I'm expecting that type of match. And, you know, if they have some kind of non-finish, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't see them going to a clean Triple H pin here so close to WrestleMania. And so I don't think Ambrose is going to lose clean, but I don't, you know, think we see a title change. There's practically a 0% chance of that.
Yeah, I would go about a 0% chance. I think they are definitely on track for the Triple H and Dean Ambrose main event, or Triple H and Roman Reigns main event of WrestleMania. They don't want to mess with that. What do you think about Ambrose essentially likely losing to Triple H on this show through shenanigans? Maybe he gets Bork smashed. I do believe Bork is on this show. Maybe there's a big thing with Reigns as well. I could see the ending being kind of a hot schmoz with Triple H and Brock Lesnar kind of on one side and Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns on the other as people brawl all over the arena. What do you think about Ambrose essentially losing to Triple H and then a couple weeks later losing to Brock Lesnar on pay-per-view? Or I guess, do you see Ambrose losing to Brock Lesnar?
Well, I don't think he needs to win. I mean, I think he could be made to look extremely strong in defeat. I mean, I just can't imagine them having him beat Brock Lesnar clean at WrestleMania. I think you reserve that for somebody who you plan on catapulting somewhere big. And I just don't see them having that vision for Ambrose. And so I think it'll be a great match. I think it'll be, you know, very physical. I think Ambrose is going to surprise some people with how well he works with Lesnar, because just watching them work together over the past few weeks in their brawls, you can tell that Lesnar seems to be enjoying himself and they have some chemistry. So I'm expecting a lot of fun, you know, in that match, and I expect them to beat the crap out of one another. But I don't see Ambrose as winning that encounter either. I think he comes out of it, you know, with looking strong and having a direction forward for his character. But I think a victory is going to be outside of his grasp.
I don't see anyone beating Brock Lesnar until Roman Reigns beats Brock Lesnar. That is the story WWE is told. That's the story I believe they're most invested in. And really, that is what makes the most sense. They made Brock Lesnar the beast incarnate for a reason, and that reason was to have him get beat by Roman Reigns eventually, and it was supposed to be last year's WrestleMania, but sadly, everything went wrong, and is going wrong now. So WWE has that, at least. They're consistently getting this wrong. Any closing thoughts on WWE roadblock before we run into our own roadblock of ending the show?
Have they announced any other matches thus far?
I don't think so. I'm on the Wikipedia page. I see Roman Reigns versus Sheamus on the Wikipedia page, but...
Was this originally just a house show that became one of the network events?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, I can't imagine them, you know, going anywhere amazing with it. I wouldn't expect any title changes unless they really want to shake up, you know, what's happening with one of the mid-card titles at WrestleMania or something. But that would be the most you could really expect out of a show like this. It'll definitely be a lot of fun because all these house shows seem to have, you know, a certain environment and attitude about them that's different than the major pay-per-view. So I always look forward to seeing that and seeing how the crowd's reacting to the guys this close to WrestleMania. So that'll be intriguing to watch, but I wouldn't expect any major boat rocking events to happen at this show.
Nor would I. I would expect to see a lot of, a lot of the status quo and hopefully some good wrestling. I hope we end up with good matches on this show because those at least make nothing shows a little bit better. All right. Well, folks, that'll be it for us this week, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to this ProWrestling.net podcast. For more, make sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, hit us up with a rating, and tell your friends. Also, please check out the goodness of ProWrestling.net membership. Bye!